The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Beautiful, but you can still smell the smoke. You can't help it. But 72. Dr. Powers will be joining me here in about 5 minutes. We're going to catch up on some local history, talk about the news here, too. Monica, you wanted me to ask the doctor, the good doctor, a question. What's that? What's on your mind?
Well, it's about, of course, Trump. Mm-hmm. And if he's got a sentencing coming up. And, of course, he has also the Kamala, is that what it is?
Yeah, Kamala.
They're going to have their debate if she keeps it. And I'm just wondering if the debate goes bad for Kamala, is Trump going to be sentenced? Or is he just going to be sentenced no matter what?
Oh, yeah. Is there something that could actually speed up or change then him being... I thought, he'll join me here in a few minutes. I'll ask him about that.
Okay. And, just how he's feeling about that. That's really been bugging me for a long time.
This is your Spidey sense moment then, right?
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think he's on the other line there right now. I'll get to him here in just a moment, okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Boy, that's a good question. Could the system be that blatantly corrupt? You know, could this be when we were talking about, well, we don't have to worry about the election. We'll just get rid of the candidate. I don't know. Maybe Doc has thought about this, and we'll have that kicking around here in the next few minutes, all right? Well, we got the, financially what's going on. Gold, silver. You're looking at what's going on, and you're thinking, okay, that's all right. Everything's fine. They've got everything papered over in the stock markets. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to see move along here. Yeah, chances are you're still feeling that the debt and ultimate currency destruction and trying to preserve your wealth is still potentially challenging. That's when you want to take a look at some physical gold and silver from the recognized experts. That's Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. You can drop by them this morning. This morning, you can go to 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland. Get an appointment for 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass by calling 482-3715. Gold has had thousands of years of experience in protecting wealth, unlike practically everything else. Every paper currency at some point returns to the mean value of the paper, which is not very much, ultimately. And so, do I say go all in on gold? No. Do I say have some gold or silver in physical possession? Yeah, I do. Talk to Jay Austin, and they'll talk to you about it and how best to accomplish your goals. And, you know, talk to your financial expert, too, while you're at that, all right? But the place to go get it, the recognized experts, Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, Ashland and Grants Pass, jayaustinbrokers.com, fortunereserve.com online. But go see him today in downtown Ashland.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
A group of brand new laptops from top brands, Dell, Lenovo, Asus, have suddenly appeared, all with Microsoft's new AI and all claiming to be perfect for students. But are they worth it? I'm Kim Commando for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Supercharge your AI workload today. Take a test drive for free at oracle.com/Kim. These new AI Windows 11 laptops are powered by something called Microsoft Copilot Plus. It's not just software. It's a hardware upgrade, a neural processor made for AI, backed by 16 gigabytes of memory and usually a terabyte hard drive. The biggest feature is recall, AI software working on the new chip to try to create an instant photographic memory of everything you've worked on and seen. The PCs operate about 60% faster than their non-AI-powered counterparts. The bottom line, if you have the money, choose an AI-powered computer. This is where the industry is going. If you're not tech ahead, you'll be tech left behind in the dust. Get Tech Smarts with my free newsletter at getkim.com. AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Kim. That's oracle.com/Kim, oracle.com/Kim.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
Quarter after 8, Dr. Powers, welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks. You took last week off? That's because I took last Monday off. But anyway, how you doing this morning, Doc? Good to have you on.
Oh, hi.
Oh. Did you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can now. A little bit of problem.
Oh, we're okay. All right.
We're fine.
Hey, Doc, it is great to have you back. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had a chance to talk about local history. And, of course, we're past meets present. And we're always good to have you on here. Dr. Powers is retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University, DennisPowersBooks.com. Hey, before we get into some history here, Dennis, we had Monica, who was on a couple of minutes ago, and concerned that is there any way to speed up or play with the Trump sentencing timeline for his felony convictions, those ridiculous felony convictions with the victimless crimes, you know, going on in New York. Is there anything that could be done about that with, let's say, Kamala has a bad experience in a debate, you know, something like that, does a word salad, and then everybody realizes that, okay, maybe she's not as great as being promoted, you know, that sort of thing. And so we just take him out from the other end, that kind of thing. Anything?
Yeah, you know, one of the areas that is very important of two. One is that the Missouri Attorney General has petitioned the Supreme Court to go ahead and to halt this pending sentencing that's supposed to come in September, at least until after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, the important thing is that this is very important because the second one is the presidential immunity directly impacts this. So first of all, it looks like, and both legal scholars are feeling this way, is that there won't be any sentencing on Trump until after the election, and in any event, after the election, there are severe problems in terms of that New York case because of the fact that it can be overturned in a New York trial, and it really is such a biased trial, especially with the daughter of the judge now under investigation, as she should have been, for all the fundraising that this person's been doing for the Chameleon.
Okay. In other words, there's enough legal hinkiness going on there that even the conviction itself in that case is falling apart quietly behind the scenes right now. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
That, well, in terms of it may be quietly having some problems, but this judge has made such horrendous decisions, including allowing in federal evidence that had to do with when President Trump was president into a state hearing and a state trial, that there is probably enough to overturn it on that basis. The big problem I'm seeing right now is will the Bush Republicans and George Bush figure out that Jed ain't going to make it one way or the other, no matter who wins, and better get behind the train for Trump.
Oh, so is there still conversation that that they don't think Trump will be there, and so prepare an heir apparent. Is that?
Are they still talking that way?
Really?
It's a very lukewarm approach to supporting Trump because they're still upset with the way that Trump had attacked Jeb.
By the way, that's Jeb. That's Jeb with an exclamation point. You forgot the exclamation point.
Oh, that's right. J-E-B, Jeb. But anyway, Jeb is one of these oxymorons that would never become president just because of a number of different things. But the problem is that if Karl Rove, in listening to him, talk about the vice president nomination, with Trump, was one to where I almost turned off the TV. I said, "You moron." And the whole thing is that the Bush Republicans have got to get behind Trump, or else there is going to be a real problem of Trump even getting close.
Wow, that's interesting. And so we're still looking at the specter of Never Trumper even right now. And the way I'm looking at this, though, is, Trump has done some things in the past administration that I wasn't real happy with. A lot of things he did I was happy with, okay? It is a binary choice, though, and Nikki Haley's not on the ballot, and it's either Kamala, ostensibly Kamala, or Donald. And what, would they rather lose with Kamala? Would they be that much more comfortable with her, really?
I think that Republicans and independents must take a look that Kamala is another figurehead to the oligarchs, being Kerry, Obama, Clinton, go right down all the ones that either ran for president or, in Kerry's case, was a traitor with what he was doing and empowered Iran to attack Israel. And if it wasn't for the drive-by media, which is beyond being biased, they just simply are very much showing what happened when the corporations folded into Hitler when he took over that country. It really is that way. People need to connect the dots.
All right. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law. Hey, Doc, let me take a quick break here, all right? And then when I return, we'll shift it back to some history here, okay? There'll be a palate cleanser after that, after the talk on the Trump talk. Trump talk, man, it gets pretty meaty, all right? So we'll do that, and then we'll slide back into some other local news, including what's going on with the Ashland Hospital. I've been reading some interesting stories going on about that.
And once we get off that issue, which we just did, we can go into one-liners in terms of livening up the discussion.
Okay, you got it. I'll be right back. Dr. Powers with me, 823 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-in-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-in-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-in-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-in-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair and inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
And I appreciate you being here 25 after 8. Before we get back to Dr. Powers, hey, Joel, You say they're apparently cutting into the clay core of the dam over on the Klamath. What's happening with the Klamath River this morning? Quick report on that.
Well, it's running like a deep red-purple color, and it's like just last week it just started running clear halfway.
Yeah.
Started looking halfway nice. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, it's worse as it's ever been. I can only imagine that we've raised the bed of the river about a foot or two.
Yeah, okay. Just remember, repeat after me, the KRRC talking points. We're restoring the runs of the magic fish. We're restoring, it's kind of like the forest. We're destroying the forest to save the forest, okay? Right now.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Thank you for that, Joel. Man. So we have the river's running red here. How you doing this morning, Dinah? It's great to have you back. And maybe at some point, if we live long enough, you can do a history of the Klamath Dam removal and talk about all the garbage which has happened ever since. But
well, you know, we with friends hard-shelled kayaked the Klamath from the dam down. And the whole thing is that in terms of removing these dams, it's just such malarkey in terms of what they're trying to do. It's just to appease, and finally they got it through to do it. We could do that at another time, that's true, but it's a shame that this is what's happening. Because we saw it happen when they removed the dam. That was, the old Gold Hill Dam.
Sure.
With all the problems they had there. And it just really didn't do anything magically for the salmon. The salmon and steelhead, which I've fished for years, any fisherman who's a listener knows that it was a heck of a lot better 20 years ago than it ever is today, no matter what they do with dams.
Yeah, I know. And you have to talk about, if you're not really talking about over-harvesting, of the oceans, then you're not really being serious about this, okay?
That's true.
Yeah, the foreign fleets here. Hey, let's go back to I guess when it comes to some local history here where past meets present, back to the late 1800s. John Vincent, Methodist minister, ran an 1874 summer camp at Lake Chautauqua, there we go, in New York, training Sunday school teachers. And you're going to pick it up from there, Doc. What's going on with him? What happened?
Yeah, 150 years ago, which it wasn't for the present administration, that we would probably be going ahead and having a celebration of that in some fashion. But it was one to where they held classes, lectures, and also different recreational activities, and that just spread like wildfire throughout the United States. Actually, about 20 years later, you had it actually being organized here in Ashland, which was the most populated town then, my friend. About 125 years ago, it issued bonds that were paid off, purchased land, built a 1,000-person structure in 3 weeks, a beehive-shaped building. And I remember when I was first getting involved with this and doing some writing for JPR and also KMED, having to do with what in the heck was this building? Well, actually, it was 80 feet in diameter, beehive-shaped, as I mentioned, and could hold 1,000 people.
And where was it located in Ashland when that
Chautauqua
was there?
Right on the entrance to Lithia Park.
Oh, okay.
On the hillside above the plaza where Lithia Park begins.
But, holding 1,000 people, that's a pretty big structure in its day, wasn't it?
Oh, it was really big, which was probably about, let's say, one-sixth of the population of Ashland at the time to hold it there. But you had more than that coming in because people attending from Roseburg to Yreka would come for this 10 to 12 day of lectures, activities, and music from Roseburg to Yreka. They could rent tents in Chautauqua Park, stay at hotels, live with friends, or even if they were lucky enough to enjoy a horse and buggy ride back home. They had like 100 tents for families set up in a grove along Ashland Creek's edge. Now, what was interesting, though, is that the classes were everything from geology to physical fitness, entertainment at night. Now, remember, we didn't have TV and the internet then.
Right. And so this was big entertainment then to come to Chautauqua, right, to see these lectures and get in classes, right, that kind of thing?
It really was, Bill, because you had John Philip Sousa with the band. very moving music. Booker T. Washington. You had Billy Sunday, who was the evangelist. You had presidents like William Howard Taft. You had William Jennings Bryan. You had the poet of the West, Joaquin Miller. Music. And so this was really something. Now, the Beehive structure was rebuilt twice, enlarged to holding, in just 2 years, 1,500 people.
Was it kind of a like a town hall meeting place of sorts for the people in Ashland? Could you was it like a community center that anybody could rent or use for a particular purpose like this?
No, actually, it was, and that's a really a good point. No ranting was allowed because it was very strict adherence to time and who was there and lessons. And you see, when we go back that time to that time period, even coming in towards World War II. It was one of those ones where it was difficult to get really good information on areas that you wanted to be in. You wanted to learn about, you know, physical fitness, for example, or anything having to do with sports. But what happened, though, is that when William Jennings Bryan arrived there, they had so many attendees that he had to give his lecture outside the dome. So you were talking about many, hundreds up to probably 2,000 to 3,000 people coming in at a time. But then after 20 years of really good glory, if you will, with the competition from moving houses, my friend, radio and car travel, it began to lose attendance. And then the Chautauqua here died in the early 1920s.
And by the way, the Chautauqua was actually a movement right around the country. So there were many of these Chautauquas across the country, correct?
Oh, absolutely, hundreds of them, just hundreds throughout the United States. And also, you had some nine of them throughout Oregon, of which Southern Oregon's one here was probably had the longest run, and it was the most known. But you see, let's think back to when was this anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish movement starting? And I can remember, probably my best guess was probably 20 years ago before we started seeing this horrible biasness, maybe a little bit before. And so now it's being used by the far left, of course, to get in the far left and, you know, various anti-Christian and anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish people in it, which is causing the problems we had now. Just think about the movement it was then and what we're seeing now with the riots, just in terms of Israel defending itself by what has happened over what, 20, 25 years? Or did others see it happening before then?
I don't know. I think the foundations of these lines of thinking were built long before 25 years ago. I think we're just seeing the fruit of it now.
Oh, that's true, because you could see that, but it wasn't, with the Vietnam War, for example, because I would actually be going into seeing those demonstrations when I was back east. There was nothing having to do with religion. It was all about war. And then as we moved towards, even in terms of when I was teaching, we did not have, of course, this was Ashland. This wasn't sitting at Harvard or Yale. We didn't have those type of discussions. But over time, you had enough of this virus that got into the universities to where they were emboldened. And also the appointment, like in California, California went down first. But it's one of those things where this anti-religious movement, which there's no question that Obama, Kerry, Soros, and the rest of these.
Well, you know the attack on faith is that there should only be one true faith, and that is that of the state, really. I mean, that's what we're experiencing. That's what the drive has been for many, many years. You know, back on the Chautauqua movement here that you were mentioning here, and the post which I'm going to share, it said that the Chautauqua, that dome was finally the Beehive, right? It was finally taken down during the Great Depression in 1933, and they built OSF, right? The OSF stage was built.
That's
there?
Right.
Right.
Inside those very cement walls, the OSF started its first production 12th night, 1935. Angus Baumer, who was then teaching at SOU, put together, I think is for a total cost of about $500. Oh, yeah, and you know what's so great about that, Bill, was to go ahead and do that. they agreed with the city that they would allow to have boxing matches also held during this time, but it turned out that the draw for Twelfth Night was much bigger than the boxing matches.
Oh, that is so funny, because I almost would have thought it would have been differently, that the boxing matches would have been huge. All right, I love that. But anyway, it's a great story, the Chautauqua in Ashland that has been gone since 1933, but what an interesting story there, Dr. Powers. 835. Let me grab a quick call. Do you have a question or comment there, caller? Good to have you on. Welcome.
Hi, Bill. This is Vicki from the Applegate.
Hi, Vicki. Have a question for Dr. Powers or a comment? Go ahead.
Actually, I was going to comment on the jail.
Oh, you know, we're not in open time right now. Yeah, this is okay. Dr. Powers' segment. Why don't you give me a call here in a little bit, okay? Can we do that?
Oh, okay, sounds good.
All right. All right, Doc, we're going to let go of the past here and revisit the present, and maybe you could bring a little bit of heat and or light to what's going on with the Ashland Hospital controversy with Asante. Do you feel adequate and up to the task?
Let's do it, because fortunately or unfortunately, I was very close to it, over that time, starting in 2012 with a couple of nonprofits, foundations that I was on. And what's interesting is, my friend, is that at that time, the Ashland Community Hospital actually lost $2.5 million in 2012.
Okay, so with that note, let me take a break for news, and we'll dig into that question coming up here in just a moment, okay?
Sounds good.
Where past meets present, once again, this is the Bill Meyer Show.
American Industrial Door invites you to see their Wayne Dalton Wood Grain Finish Collection. Transform your curb appeal with high-quality, non-repeating wood grain that looks like a real wood door. The innovative design blends the strength of steel with the timeless beauty of wood. Wayne Dalton offers a variety of simulated wood finishes and window configurations, too. Count on the quality of Wayne Dalton and the expert service and installation of American Industrial Door. Showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas and Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A Central Point man has been arrested in Portland in connection with a multi-state car theft ring. Authorities say the group used an electronic device to operate and steal muscle cars, including Challengers and Camaros. The cars were then sold on social media. The ringleader was identified as 21-year-old Eric Adams. He was arrested in Central Point. He's looking at 16 charges. Fire managers say they made good progress on several incidents in Central Oregon. West of Madras, the Elk Lane fire is 65% contained. East of Prineville, the Crazy Creek fire is 60% contained. The Jackson County Animal Shelter is over capacity, and they've stopped accepting animals because of an influx of law enforcement intakes and strays. The shelter is trying to farm the animals out to other shelters and rescues. The county is waiving adoption fees for all dogs that have been at the shelter for more than 100 days and reducing fees on other adoptable dogs. I'm Bill London. KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 53 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Every carpenter wants to teach his son how to do carpentry, but daughters can build things too. So when it comes to carpentry, tools, lumber, and building materials, remember that making the right choice is very important. And the right choice for lumber and other building materials is Hughes Lumber. at Hughes Lumber. They offer the best lumber at the best prices to all builders. Hughes Lumber, serving everyone on Crater Lake Highway.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
20 before 9. Let's talk with Dr. Powers here about the Ashland Community Hospital and the big controversy that is going on there. Why don't you set the table? I know Ashland.news has been all over this here recently, Doc, and I'm not exactly sure I understand the issue. And I know that you were on the Ashland Community Hospital board back in the day and some other nonprofit boards that were there. And you had mentioned before we took the break, though, that Ashland Community Hospital was just losing its behind, right? You know, during that time, which is why there was the sale to Asante, right?
Yeah. And actually, it was on the foundation, and in that time period, you have to remember this was Obamacare that came in, and it really affected terribly smaller hospitals. In the 2012 going through, and for example, if a hospital had worse than a 4% infection rate for stays after surgery, there was a penalty in terms of reimbursement. And also recall that Dignity Health wanted to come in to save ACH. This is over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because of apparently the worries of the citizens of Ashland on not having access for abortion and also assisted suicide, that Dignity was allowed to die in the vine, and then Asante came in to purchase ACH underneath a contract. And then what happens is you go over time. Is the fact that you continue to have some problems, but Asante really did an excellent job. Although employees, were used to having more autonomy, but Asante, in terms of its hospitals that it runs in both Josephine County, Medford, also in, mm-hmm. in Ashland, was really doing a commendable job in my estimation. Well, what happened then was the fact that you have illegal immigrants. I mean, for example, the emergency room is a place where illegal immigrants always went to, and we could start seeing changes then in terms of in Medford. And think about now, Biden comes up just a couple years ago and says, oh, okay, it may be prohibited by federal law, but illegal immigrants will get health care. Well, they were getting it anyway by going to emergency, although that by Biden is supposed to be for DACA. So what we're having then is that another couple of things. You're having not only litigation over the fentanyl diversion, but you know what people are forgotten about is in this state, which we're seeing what will happen if the chameleon wins, is that a total of 97 employees have sued Asante for wrongful termination for their being terminated for not complying with the COVID-19 shot mandate.
Yeah, that's been very quiet. Haven't heard much about that recently. I know that a lot of those people ended up going back, going over to Providence, from what I understand. People who were fired out of Asante.
Well, they also headed out of state. Uh-huh. They also were replaced by part-timers or by actually temps that came in. And those temps were then having to be paid at double the salary. And when I would talk to people there at Asante on a number of different reasons, and I would bring it up and I said, I really am sorry that this is what's happening, but you can blame Salem. And you see what was so crazy, Bill, and I saw it, and I wish I hadn't, but I can report it, is the fact that these people who didn't get shots, they didn't get the chance to go ahead and work for Asante, because we're talking about Asante's problems, mm-hmm. By going ahead and working in their home and doing a lot of things in terms of the internet that's being done now.
Well, there's just a lot about COVID policy that is now just we know with 2020 hindsight that it was just absolute insanity, even though I was, you know, defending these people at that time. Back, though, to this problem at Asante with Ashland Community Hospital. You know, it was losing money hand over fist before, right? Even when you were on the board, right? You were on the board of the community hospital.
Well, the foundation, and then we also got a lot of information. But then I kept up overtime with people that were there. I'd even have lunch with the heads of the foundation.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that we understand what's going on here, because Ashland.News is reporting crisis at the hospital, potential loss of anesthesia services and surgical services at the Ashland Hospital concerns medical professionals. And it... And what this is sounding like to me is that they can't make surgery services and anesthesia, you know, and all of that. That entire they can't make it pencil there with the patient levels, or you know, I mean, in other words, it's a nice thing to have. You know, don't get me wrong, but is Ashland Community Hospital more likely going to become Ashland Community Clinic under Asante? And then if you're looking for surgery or anesthesia, you're going to have to go into Medford at RRMC.
Okay. Now, you know, that's what I was leading up to.
Okay.
Was giving the circumstances and what has happened now to where that issue has come up. And it's just one of many issues that are coming up. First of all, there's a problem with getting beds anyway. I'll address the specific issue.
Okay.
But in looking at the overall concept, I had a friend of mine that 2.5 years ago couldn't get the surgery that he needed in Medford because there weren't any beds, and he was flown to Boise, Idaho, where he died when they were performing the surgery there. They flew him out to Boise.
Yikes.
Now, back to the anesthesiologist. That's a malpractice issue that's coming up, and when the fentanyl thing comes in, you know that there's going to be behind the scenes that no reporter is going to get because they can't release the information because it's ongoing litigation, is that in there, it's a question of what insurers will come in. Now, when the anesthesiologist, Dr. Maurer, who's a fine doctor, who went ahead, and his concern had to do with the fact that they wouldn't be able to perform surgeries that they were performing there, but in my estimation, and I could be totally wrong, is that it was on a limited nature anyway from all the time I've spent there, because I have a disabled brother that had a stroke, and I have times almost been living down there at the Ashland Community Hospital in the emergency area, and also in terms of the hospital. And this wrongful termination, it's really a mess. But on the anesthesiologist, the concern that's being measured is two things. Your point is very well taken, but we don't have the answer yet. The worry is not having a full general hospital. But to what extent do you really have a full general hospital with the changes that have already happened that is already being taken care of in Medford? You have to go to Medford for clinics that have to do with everything from neurology all the way to GI now, and it's not in ACH, in Asante Ashland.
In other words, my suspicions was that we're in this situation where, because of Obamacare and centralization of control, you either have to get huge or you just die. And there's no way that ACH is going to get huge, right? There's just no way.
You also have to take care of don't give health care to illegal immigrants and do something about this. And we have seen it in Medford. A story, this goes back 8 years ago from a friend of mine that was being transported by ambulance to Medford, and in the emergency, and this is some years ago, he was saying, what's happening? And he said, well, we're going to have to learn to communicate with all the illegal immigrants. Now, this is then that are going to the hospital because of emergency. That is a major problem that is not being addressed by Ashland.News.
And that doesn't get mentioned, so Ashland.News covers the story as if somehow the financial problems and the crisis at the hospital is just existing in a vacuum, just because without talking about the pecs or the deaths of 1,000 cuts of illegal immigration and indigent care, you know, weighing the system down. Is that kind of where you're going?
They do a very fine job, but what Ashland.News has to do is they have to go on rifle shots. And this rifle shot was because the doctor, who's a very fine doctor, went ahead and pushed the button having to do with in 3 weeks the anesthesiologists are going to have a problem with giving any anesthesia because of the fact there are discussions going on between the hospital and the anesthesiologist, and there's a fine surgeon who's involved there who's talking about that, and they really are raising a good point. And their point, though, my friend, is having to do just what was reported. And what needs to be done is someone to go ahead and talk about everything that's going on rather than, you know, reacting. And this is what what's happening now very quickly is that the city now is on record as saying they're going to look at the contract of the sale. So it's broadening from this one little specific, I won't say it's little, it's a major problem.
Oh, okay, so Asante doesn't own the hospital per se as much as it runs it under contract, right?
No, it owns the hospital, but there's a contract of sale. I should have made that clear, that was my fault.
Okay,
There's a contract of sale, so when they're talking about this a penalty for default, that's going to end up, I kind of dismiss that, although people are going to be really centering on that, but that's only because I was dismissing it legally. Because if the city comes in because they're saying we need to have a full general hospital based on what's happening with the anesthesiology, that the important thing there, my friend, is the fact that it's going to end up in another lawsuit. That's all. Added to the ones that are already there.
All right. Do you think that the level of legal activity against Asante right now, do you think it has risen to the point where it could actually reduce the ability of Asante to be a going concern?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not. But the question is there is a very good board, because remember, this is a board of community leaders and doctors, and it's a very well-run board, and they are reflecting what's happening in a smaller place. But the good news is we're not living in Los Angeles, where you can't even get in there because the illegal immigrants and the homeless are camped out in the hallways.
Well, I honestly think that the day will come, and I know that, and I don't say this happily, but I've just observed what's going on with hospital care. In Oregon, it's not just Oregon, it's the entire country.
Correct.
The era of these small community hospitals, I think it's over. I think it's done. I don't think it can pencil. I don't think that they can keep it going and pencil it.
Well, here's another thing, as we're sharing this issue and sharing our ideas, and I've always appreciated, you know, your approach, which is I always learn something from there. On the other side, in a small town and a small region, because with Medford being, let's say, 80,000 people and Ashland being 20,000, approximately, you have well-heeled individuals who are here. And those well-heeled individuals, which is incredible about this region, because the way that they have grown and raised their companies is incredible. But they will have the ability to come in on quote-unquote fundraising. It's one to where you can't let the chameleon win, period, because it's going to be socialized, and what you're saying was more likely going to come true.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm concerned about. And
you're right.
I mean, it's nice to have a community hospital. It really is. But there's a lot of nice things that you don't have in the current medical system right now, a lot of nice things you used to have.
And, that's true.
And I think that within the next few years, there will be some kind of repurposing of that. But I don't think that they can make a general all-services hospital pencil in a city of 20,000 right now. I wish I was wrong about that. I'm just talking about I'm just talking
you're
about.
Absolutely right, Bill. Bill, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right because we've already seen what's happened there because different functions have been switched, not just because of centralized planning, which is it's more because of the fact that they have these facilities in Medford, but they do not have the facilities in a much smaller 49-bed hospital here in Ashland. Mm-hmm. But the difference between the two is night and day. It's like 10 to 1 in terms of Medford versus Ashland.
All right. Doc, yeah, there's well, they're just talking about Asante wanting to keep it transparent. Well, of course, I'll be transparent. It's going to change. Oh. That's where I think it's going, okay?
You're absolutely right. Let me just think real quickly on this one. What do you call 1,000 personal injury and trial attorneys at the bottom of the sea?
A start.
You got it.
A start. All right. Hey, Doc, thanks so much. All right. We'll see. I'll talk to you a little later. All right. Next week. How about that?
Take care and all the best.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Dennis Powers. It's DennisPowersBooks.com, by the way. 856.
It's proactive. This is Randall at Advanced Air. Reluctance to service your automobile could leave you stranded roadside. Regular maintenance is intended to prevent mechanical failure. The same principle is true of your home central air system. Mechanically speaking, it is the engine that drives home comfort. There is never a convenient time to be stranded without air conditioning. Mature equipment typically fails when it's working the hardest, during extreme weather. Don't swelter in a hot house. Call today and enroll in Advanced Air's Comfort Club, a tiered planned maintenance program for home and business owners. Details at myadvancedair.com.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750 rebate on 12 to 16-foot dump trailers and a $500 rebate on equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year-end closeout on North Star-made Iron Bull trailers is for a limited time. So go pick out yours at Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agreed to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
Are you looking to stay active, healthy, and connected? Join Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place for a summer of health and wellness as they open their fitness classes to the local community. Every Monday at 11 a.m. through August, come participate in dynamic, energetic sessions with their residents. Classes focus on strength and balance to help prevent falls, improve mobility, and maintain independence. Best of all, exercises are tailored to each participant's comfort and ability. Visit prestigecare.com/arborplace to learn more.
Hi, I'm Steve Potter, body shop manager at Lithia Body and Paint, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
We'll have more open phone time tomorrow on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Just wanted to let you know, a little guest heavy, various places, but it was good talking with you. We'll have more of that tomorrow. I want to do some emails of the day before we take off for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on KMED, and of course, 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox. That'll start at about 3 after. But in the final few minutes here, emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson in Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Call for your appointment. Well-stocked retail nook, and they stock it with dental hygiene products, and they sell whatever you need to prevent cavities. Yeah, toothbrushes, prescription toothpaste, mouthwashes, water picks. They sell it at their cost. No profit on it. They just want to make sure that you are taken care of as best as possible, okay? CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And by the way, emails of the day on KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point Medford, and KBXG Grants Pass. And we're going to give one to Darren. Darren writes me this morning about agriculture in Southern Oregon. And this was from the talk with Glenn Archambault the other day. Anyway, thank you for that great talk about ag last week, Bill. I agree with most of what Glenn was discussing and feel very badly for our small farmers and hobby farmers. And here are a few thoughts I'd like to share. Due to the current economy and very real possibility of an upcoming recession, small farmers and hobby farmers that got rid of their livestock when hay was so expensive are not likely to get animals now. Their fuel, grocery, electricity, water, and other bills are now higher. There is not enough left over to pay for hay, feed, vets, and supplies needed to raise animals. The open space to farm on good farmland is disappearing in the Rogue Valley. More farmland has had houses built on it. Twin Creeks is a prime example of some of the best farmland in the valley being covered up by asphalt and houses built so close together you can probably hear what your neighbor's watching on TV. Orchards, which used to make up a large part of the ag in the Rogue Valley, are expensive to operate and come with very high risk. One bad thunderstorm that produces hail can severely damage an orchard and result in a lost crop or reduced market value for that crop. Plus, where do the orchardists find the labor to take care of the trees? USDA inspection has not been available in the valley for years. A rancher would have to take their animals up to Roseburg, the nearest inspection facility, to be able to sell. This leaves selling beef, hogs, lambs, and goats to on the hoof, which a lot of people don't understand or would want to do. A half or whole critter is great to buy if you have a large freezer to store it once caught and wrapped. I don't believe that many residents in the valley, especially in apartments, are equipped to freeze that much food. Last is labor. We have a new generation of kids in the Rogue Valley that have never been around ag, or for that matter, have gone hunting, fishing, hiking, blackberry picking. Finding labor to work in the outdoors is very hard. There are some, the FFA and 4-H families, who can still afford to be in the programs, have kids who will work, but they're a minority. Sad but true. People don't want to work doing a hard job like farming. I'm saddened by this bill. Although never a farmer rancher in the Rogue Valley, I worked in the ag industry for many years in farm supply. My wish would be that there would be a resurgence in farming and ranching, just not sure how or what it would take to make that happen. This all could also be said about the Klamath Basin, Oregon coast, and Northern California. Again, thank you for bringing content like this to the attention of your listeners. Sorry it's so long, but there's a lot to consider on the subject. Take care. And that's Darren from Medford. Darren, I appreciate that very much. Darren, rather. All right. Be well. Pebble in your shoe Tuesday. The email, Bill at BillMyersShow.com. Talk tomorrow. Okay?
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV.